Marie Curie. Hello, everybody. Today, my lecture is going to be about a famous physicist and chemist who conducted pioneering research on radioactivity. Her name is Marie Curie. First, I will talk about her early life, followed by the problems she faced while obtaining her education. Then, I will continue with how she met her husband and their accomplishments together. I will end my lecture with Marie Curie's work in World War I and her final years before she died. Marie was born in Warsaw, Poland in 1867. Marie Curie's mother and father were both teachers and encouraged her interest in science. When Marie was 10 years old, her mother died and she started attending a boarding school. After the boarding school, she started attending a gymnasium. What is a gymnasium? Well, a gymnasium is a selective school for children who are strong academically. Yes, a gymnasium is a school for children who are academically intelligent. At age 15, Marie graduated from her high school with high honours as a top student. Now, I will discuss the difficulties she faced while obtaining an education. As a top student in her secondary school, Marie could not attend the men-only University of Warsaw. Instead, she continued her education in Warsaw's floating university. A floating university was not an official university. She took informal classes held in secret because women could not study at a university in the past. University education was forbidden for women. Did you hear that? Because women were not allowed to attend a university back then, Marie had to go to a floating university. Both Marie and her sister Bronya dreamed of going abroad to earn an official degree. But they had financial problems and could not pay for schooling. So Marie made a big decision. She made a deal with her sister. The deal was that Marie would work to support Bronya while she was in school, and Bronya would return the favour after she completed her studies. Let me repeat that. Because the girls did not have money, Marie said she would work to support Bronya while she was in school, and Bronya in return would work to support Marie while she was studying. For about 5 years, Marie worked as a tutor and a governess. She used her spare time to study, reading about physics, chemistry, and math. In 1891, she finally went to Paris, where she enrolled at Sorbonne University in Paris. She threw herself into her studies, but with little money, it was difficult to buy books and pay for living expenses. So, with little money, Marie survived on buttered bread and tea, and her health sometimes suffered because of her poor diet. Yes, she had no money to buy food, so she could not eat healthily. Okay, it is time to discuss how Marie met her husband and their accomplishments together. One of Marie's professors arranged a research grant for her to study the magnetic properties and chemical composition of steel. In arranging for lab space, she was introduced to a young man named Pierre Curie. Yes, Marie met her husband Pierre while she was searching for a space to do her research. Pierre was a brilliant researcher himself and had invented several instruments for measuring magnetic fields and electricity. He arranged a small space for her at the Municipal School of Industrial Physics and Chemistry, where he worked. The two were married in the summer of 1895. The Curies worked together investigating radioactivity, building on the work of the German physicist Roentgen and the French physicist Becquerel. In July 1898, the Curies announced the discovery of a new chemical element, polonium. Yes, in 1898, Marie and Pierre Curie discovered polonium. At the end of the year, they announced the discovery of another, which was radium. The Curies, along with Becquerel, were awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1903. Let me repeat that. Marie Curie, Pierre Curie and Becquerel were granted the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1903. Pierre's life was cut short in 1906 when he was knocked down and killed by a carriage. Marie took over his teaching post, becoming the first woman to teach at Sorbonne University, and devoted herself to continuing the work that they had begun together. Let me repeat that. Marie took over her husband's teaching position and became the first woman to teach at Sorbonne University. She received a second Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1911. The Curie's research was crucial in the development of X-rays in surgery. During World War I, Marie Curie helped supply ambulances with X-ray equipment, which she herself drove to the front lines. Did you hear that? During World War I, Marie Curie helped equip ambulances with X-ray equipment. The International Red Cross made her head of the Radiological Service, and she held training courses for medical staff and doctors in the new techniques. Despite her success, Marie continued to face great opposition from male scientists in France, and she never received significant financial benefits from her work. By the late 1920s, her health was beginning to fail. She died on 4th of July, 1934, from leukemia, caused by exposure to high energy radiation from her research. Did you hear that? Marie Curie died in 1934 from leukemia, a kind of cancer which was caused by exposure to high-energy radiation from her research. The Curie's eldest daughter, Irene, was herself a scientist and winner of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening and good luck.